the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex all throughout the year, but on May 5th, it is St. Louis's go-to Cinco de Mayo party spot. This Cinco de Mayo, check out all that Rosalita's on Washington Avenue has to offer with live music all day featuring DJ Music, Mariachi, Mendez, STL, and Latin band Vladimir Ferreira. You can ride the mechanical bull, plus two balloon twisters and two face painters will be there. Tex-Mex margaritas and Cinco de Mayo done right, and it's all happening at Rosalita's on Washington Avenue.
Kevin Moret here from Mentality Men's Health. We see every day that there are two kinds of guys. Those that accept lower testosterone and all the effects on their mind and body. Then there's our clients. They want healthy hormone levels, energy, and metabolism through their prime years. Our physicians specialize in taking care of men, optimizing hormones, and keeping them at maximum performance in their careers and families. Our services are covered by insurance, so every guy can afford it. Schedule a free consultation at lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com.
Who's ready for super premium fresh halibut imported daily from Alaska, grilled in an extra virgin olive oil with capers, lemon, mushrooms, and Greek oregano? That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Ask for it supreme style with colossal lump crab meat steamed in champagne. Owners Harry and Stavro Karagiannis have been in business for 25 years, and they are open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and dinner 7 days a week. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Smells good.
Thanks. I picked up a Tuscan herb marinated tenderloin from Hatfield at Schnucks on my way home.
Huh, Hatfield?
They're new in town and are all about raising pork right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They put a pledge to it right on the packages of all the varieties of marinated pork tenderloins, loin fillets, and ribs they offer.
Oh, that's great. But there's a problem.
What?
It's not on the table yet.
Oh. Find better pork for your family at your local Schnucks.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Three Kings Public House is a local favorite that is growing in popularity. Why? How about happy hour specials that demand attention? Like half off of all draft beers, $2 off wine by the glass, $3.99 rail cocktails, and $5.99 select appetizers. And here's the kicker. More than 30 rotating drafts per location. If you want options, Three Kings has you covered. And the food is just as enticing. Get anything from Cajun pasta to a Korean burger. Go to ThreeKingsPub.com to find a location near you.
It's having sex.
What?
Oh, wow.
You were a dirty little kid.
Wow.
Oh, don't act like you've never done that as a kid, taken somebody's Barbie doll or a hand puppet and done, you know, dirty things with them. Anybody else have hand puppets except me when you were little?
No.
You put your hand, you know, and you never could make them work right because your thumb was the arm, but the other arm
was your pinky finger.
Yeah, and you could never, you know, make him do much except clap if you're lucky. I got to get me another little hand puppet. I kind of miss those. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the April 17th edition of the Playhouse, brought to you by Window World. We'll talk more about Window World after this.
Hey!
At the control board, sweating bullets when a piece of equipment got knocked out because he didn't know if it's his end, my end, where's this all coming from? Is it sabotage from another radio station or another radio personality? I say that's a very good possibility. But we're up and running now. Keep your fingers crossed and we'll make it through the rest of the day. At the control board, making everything work right, is the guy who I don't know how much, you know, radio control board training he got when he was in Great Britain for 19 years. Did you work in radio at all?
I did
there?
Not work in radio at all when I was in England.
Ah, so it all came from here. Even 10 years in Birmingham, England. He never touched a control board, but when he got here and touched it, it was magic. He is Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. I hope you've had a great day. If not, don't worry. It's about to get a lot better.
I didn't say he was magic when he spoke in the microphone. I said control board. Okay, he's allowed to make mistakes. We all do. Where's Bill? Does anybody know?
I think he's on the road somewhere. He will. Yeah, he's out.
I guess when he calls,
video. I believe I will call him.
When he calls, and hopefully he will, or you call him.
Yes.
We'll find out where he is today. Dan Levi Strauss. Obviously, you just heard his voice. Is in the house with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you thought about when you would like to retire, all you have to do is call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650.com. No, not yet. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
Mark and Jason.com.
That was terrible.
He is in Alton, Illinois, good. He told
me. It was
so.
Pretty bad. Home of Robert Wadlow, The Alton Giant, or the late Robert Wadlow. Mm-hmm. Well, let's see who else is on board today. The former night cook at Denny's, the former door-to-door knife salesman, former Busch Stadium beer vendor, former roller skating rink, heat disc jockey. I'm talking too fast. Now he's the head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon. He's in charge of resetting the digital clock. He's our newsman, our news director. He's an author, and he's also... I hear that music. I can't tell that at all from the TV show. I didn't even know there was a Rockford movie. I didn't know that.
I didn't know there was a Rockford.
I can't hear any difference, but eventually we'll get to the bottom of that. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank, and Dan will enjoy this one. The second time that I got fired from the roller skating rink was because the owner's wife thought I shot and hit her in the ass with a hockey puck on purpose. And did you? She fired me for that.
Did you?
I didn't mean to hit her. I shot it at her, but I didn't mean to
hit her.
Right.
Like to say hi to the folks at Matheny Heating and Cooling. Since 1942, with a solid reputation for providing all their customers with a prompt, reliable, and courteous service. That's 77 years of courteous service. But don't take my word for it. Check out their A-plus reviews on Angie's List or on Yelp or on Google. They specialize in the installation of high-efficiency heating and cooling systems. Give them a call, 314-727-9000, 727-9000, or check them out online, MathenyHeatCool.com.
All right. Hello, Tom Matheny and everybody at Matheny Heating and Cooling. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hind, yeah.
No, he did not go back to Wisconsin. He's in Alton, Illinois, okay? Rad boy, trying to tell me. Oh, if he ever goes, if Bill ever goes back to Wisconsin, be sure to tell him to bring. What do you want to bring you back?
Cheese.
Yeah. Okay. No, he's in Alton today, and we'll check in with him in just a moment. I don't know what part of the world would be considered the polka capital of the world. What would it be? Germany or Poland?
I think Germany. Sure, around the Oktoberfest. You know,
you could go to Germany this October and hit every fest there is, and you will not hear finer polka music or polka played better than the polka you hear right now from these guys. Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
You want to hear just the beginning of the TV version of it, and then...
Be careful, because there's one where he says BS in the beginning.
No, I know.
Who does?
There's a clip where it's on like a voicemail or something like that, and somebody says, "This is BS."
Who says that?
Somebody on the voice machine.
He says, "I'm going to sue your ass."
Is this part of the Rockford movie? Yeah. What are we talking about?
No, the file, the TV show. The TV show.
There's no way they said the SH or BSH on TV.
No, he said, "I'm going to sue your ass."
Ah, well, then I was wrong.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Let's see. Oh, here
that's
it goes.
Okay.
This is Jim Rockford. If the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Pull it down a little bit.
You're full of bullshit, my friend.
Oh,
what did I say?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Blimey, you were right.
You were.
That's right.
Way to go. You could go to work for the FCC.
Wow.
Thank you. Could be like a watchdog.
So, but that's what they want to hear? Okay. All right. From now on, I'll pull that off, and hopefully that'll be tomorrow. All right. Cool.
All right. We're brought to you by Window World. Window World hosting the big trivia night May 18th. Got about a little over $11,000 coming in. We can always use more. But you need to know what they do all year, not just the trivia night. That time of year and on every day of the year, they're in the window business. They sell replacement windows because every home's windows will eventually need to be replaced. I don't think anybody makes an eternal window that lasts forever. Like those windows in that Notre Dame. That thing is almost 1,000 years old. Is that unbelievable to me? And those stained glass windows, which it looks like are okay, you can't buy windows that'll last 1,000 years for your house. I don't think you can buy windows for your house that'll last 100 years. Not an expert, but I do know this. The great majority of homes are built with windows that just aren't meant to last because they're builder-grade homes, and unless you specify some... What the heck is that?
I have no idea. I think we got something bleeding through on the system's weird.
What is going on today?
We're having some really... interesting weird. Technical issues.
Very weird. Window World is the choice, the number one choice for replacement windows in this country. They sell more than anybody else. Number two is not even a close number two. And there are only two windows with a good housekeeping seal of approval. Let's see. Oh, yeah, Window World is one of those, and the other one I think costs a whole lot more. So there you go. Why would you not take a look at Window World, especially when they will come to you? Check out your house, tell you how many windows you need, or you tell them, and they'll give you an in-home estimate. 18 months financing, same as cash with approved credit. Window World. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto.
And that bleed over was very weird because I had nothing turned up on my board.
It could have been something on my computer. Who knows?
Oh,
I've given up
some
on
weird
today.
Stuff going on.
Yeah.
Bill Cleveland is at the home of the Alton giant, Robert Wadlow. I'm sure there's much more to Alton than that. He's brought to you by, we just talked about him, Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldStLouis.com. Always tell them when you contact them you are AM and the PM from Alton, Illinois, Bill Cleveland.
Well, hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill. Anytime anybody says Alton, whether they like it or not, that's what I think of, the Alton giant.
No, that's fair. I was over, so I think I mentioned this yesterday. I'm working on a video project, and so part of, yeah, it's something. And so part of it is exploring this area, which I've been here before, but yesterday I did the Route 66 stuff within the Southwest Illinois, and today I was doing things up and down the River Road, so trying to, you know, combine both of those kind of iconic American drives into one, you know, kind of tourism package for folks to do. So you're right, though. Alton, Illinois, home of Robert Wadlow, who was the tallest man. And there is a statue in Alton. Not only a statue, there is a replica. It's a bronze replica of his chair. So he had a specially made chair, and I'll have to post this picture online at some point. So I stand 5'7" if I'm standing up totally straight, and to see me in Robert Wadlow's chair was pretty hilarious. So I'll have to share that with you. But at when he died, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe it was 8 feet 11 inches and like 3/4, if I'm not mistaken.
No, you're exactly right. But had he lived, he would have been over 9 feet tall, because I read a lot about Robert Wadlow, and he was continuing to grow. He had not stopped growing at the time he died. And some of these doctors, and I read, there's a lot of research on, you know, what was wrong with him and why he was so tall, but they said that He had last been measured, it was something like 4 or 5 months before he died, and you're right, that was like 8'11¾". They said there's no doubt had he lived, he would have easily been over 9 feet tall. That's unbelievable.
I was fascinated by him. I used to get the Guinness Book of World Records every year as a Christmas gift from my grandparents. I loved that book with the the pictures that they had in it. And each year the Guinness Book of World Records would print a book. They'd put a different picture of Robert Wadlow in the book. Now, this is when I was like 8, 9, and 10 years old, and I was fascinated. I saw a photo of him when he was 6 foot tall when he was 8 years old.
Wow.
Eight years old.
You imagine
and when he was in kindergarten at five, he was 5'6½". He was Bill Cleveland's height in kindergarten.
Wow. Either everybody would pick on you all the time, or nobody would pick on you. You know, I don't know which would be the case.
You feel sorry for the guy, though, because if you do study his life and you go back and you look at the things that he did and the things that he went through, he was, it was pretty unique, obviously, to be that tall, but he almost was treated as sort of a circus freak in some
way. No, he was.
Wasn't he in a lot of pain as well when he was getting that big?
Yeah, he had leg braces. He absolutely was treated like a freak and was put on display like a circus, you know, exhibit.
Yeah, and I used to remember the name of the disease, or there was some, is it a gland or something that is overproducing?
Yes.
And I can't remember what that was called.
Pituitary gland. Tim's right. It's a pituitary issue.
Yeah. So there's a statue that shows him at his 8'11¾" height, and it's right there. It's not in downtown. It's maybe 2 or 3 miles away from downtown. But you can go and you can see the statue, and then and take a seat inside of his chair, which is pretty wild. But yeah, so there. Of course, there's more to Alton, but I've been driving around and trying to get some good video shots, like of the River Road, which is beautiful. Frank, you'll appreciate this as part of this video project. I have to do some drone video, and it is, as people will know in St. Louis, it is a pretty windy day today. And I got to tell you, I've used the drone before, but when it's this windy, you kind of freak out when you have the drone up in the air.
Yeah, didn't you lose it? Like your last one, the last time you made a video, you lost like your drone?
Field.
Yeah, it just took off somewhere.
It went down it was a much less expensive drone. And yes, it went in a cornfield in somewhere in northern Iowa, which they found, by the way. But yeah.
Well, I've had a few drones. The more expensive the drone, the harder they are to lose, because they have so much built-in, like, homing mechanism. Yeah. It brings itself back. For example, if the drone knows its battery is low, and let's say it's 300 yards from you, all right, it'll turn around whether you want it to or not and come right back to you.
That's what mine does, yeah.
If it has enough battery to get 500 yards away, it'll wait till it's 500 yards away, but then it will send you a signal and probably a blinking thing on your control, coming home, and it'll come home. It's unbelievable.
How long does the charge last, usually?
Usually about 20. Bill, 20 minutes for me, I don't push it to 25, about 20, but if you have, what I'll do is I'll have 3 batteries charged, so I can bring it in, send it back out, and I can get a good hour out of 3 batteries.
Yeah, I have 3 batteries as well, and to Dan's question, it sort of depends on the weather. So if the wind is blowing pretty good and that thing's having to adjust a lot and the gimbal's moving a lot, and then the battery's going to drain faster than it would on a nice, clear, you know, kind of smooth day. But yeah, probably average, I would say each battery lasts between 15 and 18 minutes. That sounds about right.
Let me ask you this question. Does yours have this? Because the one I have now has this, and it's a collision avoidance thing. If the drone is about to run into a tree, it stops and tells you, I'm not going any further. There's something in front of me.
Wow.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's just like you put the brakes on it. It won't run into something.
So the camera's built into this drone, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right, yeah. So there's a camera. There's the actual camera itself, which has what's called a gimbal. And so I believe it's 3 different motors that are constantly moving. So if this thing's blowing around in the wind, the gimbal motors are continuing to move to keep the camera steady. But then there's also a camera underneath it. So it remembers. When it takes off, it hovers. You have it hover for, you know, maybe 20 seconds or whatever to remember where it comes back to. And so, like Frank was saying, the sort of return to home feature it has, it will come back even if it was 3 miles away. it will come right back to where it started. It'll know from the camera where it landed, and it'll land in the exact same spot.
And when people see your video, it's breathtaking video. It's better than the stuff they used to get from helicopters, because a helicopter obviously is much more limited in where it can go and how quickly it can turn than a drone is. And when they see your footage, it is, as yours a 4K camera. I got a 4K camera on mine.
And I'll tell you something funny. I'll tell you something interesting about that. As a private investigator, I can't use drones. Because when they first were when they first came out and were produced, some Missouri politician thought it was a great idea to enact a law prohibiting evidence being entered into criminal and civil matters with uses of a drone, because out of overreaching respect for people's privacy laws. So like I can't, like in an insurance fraud investigation, I can't use a drone and have that evidence admitted into court.
Why is that any different than a telephoto lens?
Well, I guess it's because See, people's privacy starts at their window of their home. Anybody on any public street can shoot a photo or a camera of anything that you can visibly see with the public eye, but people's right of privacy begins at their front door or at any window of their primary residence.
Well, a drone's not shooting inside there.
I know, but what the drone is doing is it's seeing what the public eye cannot see, because you can sit on it, you could be on a street, and I could fly the drone over a crop of trees and like get somebody's an acre deep into their property where I couldn't see that. So if you can't see with the public eye, it's not admissible in court. And so that's, you know, it's awful. It's a terrible law. I wish they would overturn it or amend it, because a lot more people would get caught doing a lot more things if they would change that law.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, and you have to be really careful, because there are a lot of, and they're becoming more and more strict. You can't fly, you certainly can't fly over people. You can't fly over roads. I mean, you have to be very careful with, you know,
Hold on. You can fly over people. You know, if you're like 200 feet in the air.
No, you absolutely cannot. That is against the law.
Like if you're in Forest Park or something, there's a bunch of people.
It's impossible not to fly over people.
There's a guy that flew a drone into.
I assure you. Look it up. It is an FAA regulate. You cannot fly a drone over people.
There's a guy that flew a drone into a college football stadium that was packed with 75,000 people about 4 years ago and got charged with a felony. That was always my big fear with drones, with terror being a lot more rampant years ago than I guess we talk about it now, but that somebody was going to use that technology to do something at a sporting event, you know.
For example, I have a friend that shoots drone stuff, a lot of stuff in St. Louis, and so he'll cover a lot of the parades and different things like that. But if you notice, if you look up at his drone and you kind of can track where he's flying off to the side over trees, not directly over people who are running in a race or doing a parade or things like that. You cannot fly.
I've taken lots of drone shots at the Lake of the Ozarks over the channel, going over boats and stuff. Are you telling me that's illegal?
Drug cartels are using them to get drugs across the border. People are using them to drop contraband into prison yards. I mean, there's for every great use of them, there's an illegal use of them.
I'm going to look into this flying over people thing. I'm familiar with altitudes. I'm familiar with if the president's in town. I know this is your segment. I'll tell you a real quick story.
That's okay.
A couple of years ago when Barack Obama was president, maybe it was 3 years ago, we were on California, and I had taken for vacation. I took the drone because I have a Mavic Pro, and it's real easy to pack. It has its own case. It folds up. It's a great drone. So we get out there, and we're with some people, and I'm going to show them. Hey, I brought my drone. I put my drone up in the air. It was a Saturday. Obama was coming to town. I thought on Sunday. I was wrong. He was coming to town Saturday, and he happened to be within 5 miles of where I was standing outside with this drone. I didn't know. I knew the rule, but I had my days wrong. This is absolutely true. This will blow you away. The Secret Service, FBI, whatever, when they travel with the president, they have equipment that scans the sky. Okay, anything in there, boom, they're on it. I put that thing up in the air. Within 5 minutes, here comes the Secret Service black thing and the local police department into this residential area where I was. And when I saw them coming in, I thought, oh my God, this looks like a presidential deal. So I bring it in as fast as I can and run around behind a building and hide because when, no, I did like a little kid, because when they came in, they turned right. It's kind of like it's an area of houses, and you got to decide which way you're going to go. They knew it was in the air, but they don't know where the operator is. So they happened to turn away from me instead of toward me, and that gave me time to bring it into the ground, grab it, and go hide. And I'm standing like a little kid. Please don't find me. Please don't find me. Please don't find me. And they didn't. And then they left. But my point is, you don't screw around with the feds, because they, within 5 minutes, spotted it, went right beneath where it was flying, and luckily for me, I don't know what would have happened. I probably gotten a big lecture. They'd have probably scared me, put me in cuffs, put me in the car. But I will never, if I'm somewhere, if Trump comes to St. Louis or whoever, trust me, if I think I'm within 5 miles, I'm not putting that thing in the air again. Have you registered yours, by the way?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just quickly, so while you were chatting, I looked it up online. So Section 107.39, Operation Ooh. Over Human Beings. The law states no person may operate a small unmanned aircraft, that's what a drone is, over a human being unless that human being is A, directly participating in said operation, or B, located under a covered structure.
And, Frank, it's funny that you told that story, because the FBI and the CIA and everyone else is heading for your location.
No, that's too bad. Hey, here's the thing. This is what's interesting. I'm glad you told me that, because I'm not glad, because now there's the end of my flying over good-looking women's houses who are sunbathing in their backyard. I can't do that anymore.
Well, you can. You just have to go. You just have to
come at them from the side. Yeah. You can't go directly.
No, I have to go knock on the door, and then have them come to the door with a towel and say, hey, can you go back out to the pool and let me fly a drone over you and take pictures of you? I can get their permission, which I'm sure that'll happen.
Can you participate?
Wow. I got to tell you, Bill, I didn't know that. I'm glad you told me that.
And it's one of those things where it's, like Tim was saying, it's a few people that ruin it for everyone else. Most people are not, well, maybe you are the exception, you know, spying on people or doing things that are illegal or whatever, or not meaning to cause any sort of harm. But there are enough people now that have these and that are doing those things. So you have to be really,
I just wonder what they call over people, directly over, I'm guessing. Because if you're off, you know, the 45-degree angle and you're 200 feet from being over the top of a person, surely that's okay. I mean,
absolutely,
it can be in sight of them. It just can't be over them.
Correct. It cannot be over. I mean, let me stop and think about it. If one of these things do happen to fall out of the sky, it'd kill somebody, you know, or cause serious damage. So,
which is why they make you register them. Because if you crash one and it would land on somebody's kid, there's an ID number on it. They're supposed to be anyway, and they look it up and it's registered to you, and they're coming after you.
Yep. So I'm not going to do that. So, all right. Well, good drone talk today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this has been a great segment.
Maybe for someone. I'm Bill Cleveland in Olton, Illinois. On the road and on 590 The Fan. All right.
We talked about Robert Wadlow, and then
You're not supposed to talk over the clapping.
Oh, man.
Now you can talk.
Talked about Robert Wadlow, and we talked about drones.
Guess what size shoe Robert Wadlow wore at the time of his death?
Oh, size
like
19?
42. 37.
Wow.
Wow.
37. Can you think, I lived from 1918 to 1940. Can you imagine his parents having to, like, try and clothe him back in those
days?
Well,
all his clothes and even his hats were custom made. I saw one of his shoes. They used to have one of his shoes down, I think it was Clayton, where a Brown Shoe Company or somebody had a headquarters, an office. And in the lobby, I remember seeing there's a just gigantic, you could have gotten in it with oars and paddled and used it as a boat. This shoe was huge. And like you said, 37 or whatever. And it was in a glass case. You just stood there thinking, I can't believe anybody's foot was this big.
Well, you look at him and how big he was, and it's hard not to think about it, but what happens when he had to go to the bathroom? Because back then, they didn't have like a Thomson Price where they have custom-made big toilets and everything.
That's a great question. How about this? And I know this is going to sound juvenile. And has it ever been published about the size of his wiener?
Oh, I know.
No, man.
Was it, like, really huge?
With size 32 shoes, come on now.
37?
I'm going to guess, yes. I'm going to guess the answer is this guy had a big one.
Oh, he was probably hung like an actual horse. Kind of
maybe bigger than a horse.
Yeah, right.
I'll bet he was. The only guy in the world where every woman is a spinner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they are.
Oh, man.
Did he have a girlfriend? Because he lived...
I was looking at some images of him during Bill's segment, and he does have his arm around a girl that I'm not sure if... it wasn't captioned, but it looked like more than a sisterly hug. So it looked like he did actually have a sweetheart at some point. But he's only 22 years old when he died, you know, so...
Wow. So old enough to have a girlfriend.
Sure.
Yeah. Good for him. Okay, we're brought to you by Window World. I think I already talked about Window World. Do you guys know who Mike Lindell is, don't you?
Nope.
That name sounds
is
familiar.
Is that the pillow guy?
Yes, My Pillow.
Yes.
That's Mike Lindell.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you something. This guy, I haven't bought the pillow or any of his products, but his story is an incredible story. I stumbled on an interview with him, so then I got online and I started looking up to confirm some of this stuff, and it's all true. He's 55. He's a former big-time cocaine addict. He was on cocaine and an addict for like 20 years. You talk about a gutter to, you know, upper-level, wealthy, successful businessman story, rags-to-riches story. He started just using regular snorting cocaine. He switched to crack cocaine in the 90s. And he was a cocaine user up and through 2004. It cost him a marriage. He's been through two marriages. It cost him his home. He lost a house. I mean, this guy was at the bottom of the bottom. He's been arrested. He's been in jail. And I never had any idea about any of this. It's a pretty incredible story. Now, he's very religious. Some people will be put off by the fact that, you know, he says, you know, God did this and God saved me and God took me out of this and God put me in business. And you have every right to, you know, go along with that or say, ah, sure he did. But the point is, he was arrested as recently as 2008 in Las Vegas, in addition to everything else that he did, and all the jobs he had. He was passing bad checks. He became a card counter. He got carried out of a casino for counting cards. He was mixing with drug dealers, some of the biggest dealers in Minneapolis. And he was so hooked on cocaine that it got to a point he said the dealers wouldn't even sell him anymore. They were afraid it would kill him, and then they would be responsible. So they actually stopped selling him cocaine. His plant where he makes these pillows and stuff is in Chaska, Minnesota. That's his hometown. He spends $100 million a year on advertising. And he's done everything. In the 80s, his sister's apartment flooded, so he thought, hey, I think I'll get in the carpet cleaning business. So he became a carpet cleaning guy. He was a professional card counter, as I mentioned, passing bad checks. And then we get to the part, he had a lunch wagon business. He somehow saw that in California, these lunch wagons, where your people go out for lunch and they buy food from, he thought, well, if it's big in California, I think I'll start that in Minneapolis. So he gets in the lunch wagon business, and that goes south. He buys a bar. He was a bartender and thought, hey, I like this bar idea. So he borrows money and buys a bar, and that went south. I mean, it's unbelievable. And then the Better Business Bureau, at one point he had an A+ rating with this My Pillow thing, and they kicked him down to an F rating. And you know why?
Why?
They kicked him down to an F because the Better Business Bureau does not allow you to say buy one get one free. And so he was doing, and I've seen these ads, buy one pillow get one free. Boom, F rating. You
really?
Can't do that.
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder
because
why.
Because the Better Business Bureau says you can't because it's not really true.
You're not
really giving a pillow away. You're selling two for whatever price.
And I know a few people that have bought that pillow, and they don't like it at all. They said it's not.
Oh, I know people that don't like it either, yeah. But you got to hand it to this guy.
Oh, I know.
I mean, you talk about a comeback.
A pillow. With a pillow.
And now he's in the, like, the... what, a mattress cover business. He's got a couple other things. And look, I don't know if the pillow's any good or not, but I have a lot of respect for a guy who can go through what he went through. He paid $1 million fine for making a health claim that he couldn't prove about the pillow. So he just paid $1 million rather than go to court because he said, I would have been eaten up by attorney fees for more than $1 million. So he just paid $1 million and stopped making the health claim about the pillow. Now, I know the commercials say the pillow is great. Nobody here has the pillow, correct?
No.
Nope.
Nope.
Yeah. Well, he has sold a boatload of these pillows. They say that his net worth, and he accumulated all of this in roughly the last 10 or 12 years, is $300 million. Oh. Unbelievable. I mean, it's just beyond belief, this guy. So there you go. The Mike Lindell story. Here's a sad story. Sometimes you do something nice, and you just, not only do you not get rewarded, you get punished for it. There's a 14-year-old boy in France, Derek Nelson. Derek Nelson is the donor. This 14-year-old boy in France needed a bone marrow transplant. So a guy named Derek Nelson, who's a high school principal in Westfield, New Jersey. There's this international database that you can go and be tested, and if your bone marrow matches, well, he was a perfect match for this kid in France. So he said, yeah, 14-year-old boy deserves to live. I'll go in, donate my bone marrow, which normally is, it's uncomfortable, but it's not a big, big deal. Recovery is pretty quick. He died. He donates the marrow and dies. Oh, man. And I'm thinking, wow, here's a 44-year-old man helping a total stranger. And the kid's fine and the donor's dead. Yeah, sometimes, you know, you just don't get rewarded for your good deeds. Ladies, would you get in here, please?
Ooh, that's nice.
This is a quick one. Don't blink or you'll miss it. And Mike Evans can't say we didn't give him enough time. This guy goes to the doctor and has a full physical. I mean, the works. And when it's all finished and the doctor has looked at all the test results, he calls the guy into his office. He says, Jim, you need to have a seat. And Jim says, okay. He says, there's only one way to tell you this. You're going to die, and you're going to die soon, and there's not a thing in the world we can do about it. It's over. I have tried to get you to come in for years, and you know that. I said, Jim, when are you going to come in and get a visit? You kept putting it off and putting it off. Now it's too late. You have a terminal illness, and you're going to die, and I'm sorry. And Jim, the patient, says, wow, how long do I have? The doctor says, 10. And Jim says, 10 what? 10 months, 10 weeks, 10 hours? The doctor says, 9, 8, 7.
Get a check on traffic now. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Lowe's. Stop and go southbound 270 Page to Doherty Ferry. A slow go westbound 64 near Jefferson all the way to Big Bend. Again, 141 to Baxter. Eastbound 64 solid. Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. An accident westbound 44 past Jefferson and then brake lights westbound 44 at Kings Highway. And again, westbound 44 at Lindbergh. Southbound 141. They're lined up between Carmen and 44. Pros do it right to save 5% more every day by shopping at Lowe's, in-store or online. Save 5% on eligible purchases with your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval. Cannot be combined with other credit offers. See store for details. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex all throughout the year, but on May 5th, it is St. Louis's go-to Cinco de Mayo party spot. This Cinco de Mayo, check out all that Rosalita's on Washington Avenue has to offer with live music all day featuring DJ Music, Mariachi, Mendez, STL, and Latin band Vladimir Ferreira. You can ride the mechanical bull, plus two balloon twisters and two face painters will be there. Tex-Mex, margaritas, and Cinco de Mayo done right, and it's all happening at Rosalita's on Washington Avenue.
Kevin Moret here from Mentality Men's Health. We see every day that there are two kinds of guys. Those that accept lower testosterone and all the effects on their mind and body. Then there's our clients. They want healthy hormone levels, energy, and metabolism through their prime years. Our physicians specialize in taking care of men, optimizing hormones, and keeping them at maximum performance in their careers and families. Our services are covered by insurance, so every guy can afford it. Schedule a free consultation at lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Three Kings Public House is a local favorite that is growing in popularity. Why? How about happy hour specials that demand attention? Like half off of all draft beers, $2 off wine by the glass, $3.99 rail cocktails, and $5.99 select appetizers. And here's the kicker. More than 30 rotating drafts per location. If you want options, Three Kings has you covered. And the food is just as enticing. Get anything from Cajun pasta to a Korean burger. Go to ThreeKingsPub.com to find a location near you.
Let's go to Dallas. What do you say? Check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They're both east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Only closed on Monday. Gift cards. They sell thousands of them. Always a good idea, and everybody will love a gift card from Annie Gunn's and or the Smokehouse Market. Please, please, please remember to make reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's. Your chances of getting in there without them are pretty slim. I'd make them for lunch as well. East of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Mike Evans. All right. Woo! That was a big one.
It was.
That's what she said.
You know, the 30. Anybody ever watch 30 30 on ESPN?
Nope.
No, I have. Never heard of it. You mean 30 for 30?
Yeah. Man, what a great show. Who said they watch it?
I do, Tim.
I've seen it like once.
Man, they're such good. I just watched one about the Hillsboro. 100 people killed when people were crushed at a soccer game. Mm. Cops opened all the gates up without no. Police killed 100 people, basically what it was. Interesting stuff. Very well executed. Always good. Always good journalism on the 30 for 30s.
The best one was when they did the show on all the NFL players that went bankrupt right after their NFL career was over. And the final scene was this guy who got hurt in the New York Jets training camp. And he had zero money in the bank, and they gave him a severance check of $57,000 for getting hurt in their camp because his career was over. And he got in his car, and on the way home, he saw a sign that said Mercedes sale, $56,000. And he went and took that $57,000 check and bought a $56,000 Mercedes, couldn't even pay for the sales tax on it,
with
$1,000 he had left, and had zero other money to his name.
Wow. Unbelievable. Wow. Unbelievable. Back by popular demand, over 100 emails in the last week. Bring that pop quiz theme back, knowing more about America. You don't want to be in today's pop quiz question because these are the four states that have the worst pollution. But which one is number one in bad pollution? Pennsylvania, Florida, Ohio, Kentucky. Answer in a minute. It is Wednesday and another mini profile. Today we're doing it on Brie Larson. She has shocked everybody in her great performance in Captain Marvel, which, by the way, has joined the billion-dollar club, Captain Marvel. Brie's 29 years old, born in Sacramento, in several very marginal TV series. And then in one of her first movie roles, bam, she wins an Academy Award for Best Actress in the movie Room. Anybody see Room?
Yes, nope. It was excellent. I saw
it was really good. She was great in it. Then came Kong. Thinking Captain Marvel, and she will be in Avengers Endgame, which is opening in a few weeks, and that's going to be huge. Brie is a great singer, went in and performed on American Idol in the very first season as a regular contestant. Brie's three best friends are Jennifer Lawrence, Emma Stone, and Amy Schumer. She suffers from severe asthma. She's very allergic to cats. She's an introvert. She's not married. And that's the story on Brie Larson.
That Room is an interesting movie. It's a very different movie, but her performance was terrific.
I agree. Final Tiger Woods nuggets. A lot of people don't know that Tiger plays a lot of golf with, he says, one of his best friends, former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, who sponsored Tiger getting into Stanford. She was a Stanford grad and on the board. Condoleezza is a legitimate 5 handicap and the first woman member of Augusta National. A lot of people don't know that after his second back surgery, Tiger was addicted to Percocet, and he put himself into a 60-day rehab to beat it, which I thought is huge. But I don't really understand Trump giving Tiger the Medal of Freedom Award next month at the White House. Now, some athletes have got it, but so has Mother Teresa. The highest award given to a private citizen, the official definition for getting this award is, quote, given to a person who has made an especially meritorious contribution to the security or national interest of the United States of America. He won a golf tournament.
Well, but national interest.
Yeah.
He has done, I said this before, what Muhammad Ali did for boxing. And I think Muhammad Ali got the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Stan Musial did too.
Hundreds of people have gotten it who, to me, didn't do any more for this country or the morale of this country than Tiger's done.
Obama gave out 160 of them.
Yeah.
A friend of mine who works on Saturday Night Live says John Mulaney will play Democrat presidential candidate Indianapolis Mayor Pete Buttigieg on Saturday night in a skit. I think John Mulaney kind of looks like that dude. Tonight, the debut of Amazing Race. The contestants are all former contestants of Amazing Race, Big Brother, or Survivor. I'm looking forward to it. Anybody watch Amazing Race?
No. I watched it twice ever.
1 minute. I love it. What?
1 minute. You had your full time. That you just every time. You had the full run today.
I got more stuff.
Never fails. Never fails.
You should watch Amazing Race tonight. It's going to be a good show. Finally. Okay. What state has the worst pollution? Is it Kentucky, Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania?
I'm going to say Pennsylvania.
I'll go Florida.
Ohio.
And I'll say Kentucky.
Number 4, Florida. Number 3, mm-hmm. Kentucky. Number 2, Pennsylvania. Number 1 is Ohio. Have a great day. We'll do it again tomorrow. Watch Amazing Race. See ya.
Who got it? Who got
I did.
Ohio?
Tim.
Way to go, man.
Thank
Tim.
You pointed
congratulations.
Out eagerly.
Well, pay attention. You give me my bell.
Step over in the corner and pick up your prize. Dan Strauss has your prize. Thank you very much for putting up with the little glitch earlier, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us. Thank a police officer or a firefighter every chance you get. It's not hard to do. And we'll see you back here tomorrow, glitches and all. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista,
baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is KM Jansen. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. North Korean state media says the country's military has tested a new tactical guided weapon. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un reportedly supervised what he called an event of very weighty significance. The White House is already aware of some details from the Mueller report. The New York Times reports that the White House and the Department of Justice have already gone over some of the findings from the report on Russian interference in the 2016 election. Attorney General Bill Barr will release the report tomorrow and will hold a press conference at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The FBI is confirming it's found the body of the Florida woman who caused officials to close some Colorado schools. It appears Sol Pais died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The 18-year-old high school student traveled to Colorado, bought a shotgun and ammunition, and apparently had an infatuation with the Columbine school shooting. FBI Special Agent Dean Phillips spoke to reporters.
Based upon her actions and comments that she made to others, we took it as a credible threat to the community and potentially a threat to schools in the area.
The grand